From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, August 18th, 2014. Here are some of the stories that made the news from Friday, August 15th through Monday, August 18th. Adam Clayton is reporting in the Register-Star, numerous Columbia County agencies responded to the report of an oil slick on the Hudson River surface near the Germantown boat launch August 17th. The call came into County 911 a little before 5 p.m. The spill was believed to have been caused by a transfer line that fell from a tanker ship traveling southbound on the Hudson River. The boat launch is located at the end of Anchorage Road in Germantown. The Poughkeepsie Journal is reporting the impact of the spill was limited to 100 yards along the shore. The launch was cordoned off and remained closed as of Sunday evening. The Daily Freeman reported the State Department of Labor's efforts to inspect amusement park rides are thorough, but more work is needed to ensure safety and inspections at small temporary festivals, according to an audit by the New York State Comptroller's Office. There were 51 state, county, and regional fairs scheduled statewide in 2013. Auditors found only the Greene County Youth Fair in Cairo was not visited by a Labor Department inspector. The Department of Labor told the auditors that a listing of rides the operator planned to bring to the Greene County Youth Fair had been inspected at previous fairs and all had valid permits. The Department of Labor's Division of Safety and Health oversees amusement park ride safety outside of New York City through its Industry Inspection Unit. All rides are to be inspected at least once a year as part of an annual permit process. Melanie Lukosevic reported in the Daily Mail the Athens Village Board adopted a public nuisance law last week. While there was substantial resistance to the law from community residents during the public hearing last month, the law was unanimously approved. The law pertains to buildings in the village that do not comply with local law, whether because criminal activity takes place there or because the property is abandoned or in very poor condition. The law establishes an administrative panel which would be appointed by the village board to oversee specific cases. The panel will work with property owners to address the problems, but will not be able to force a building to be torn down or impose fines on property owners. Critics say the law places too much power into the hands of village officials. There was also concern that power would be misused. Barbara Reyna reported in the Register-Star the Kinderhook Memorial Library is circulating petitions in Stuyvesant and Kinderhook requesting a referendum be included on the November ballot seeking voter approval to increase each town's annual contribution in support of the library. The increased contributions would further subsidize the library's estimated $350,000 annual budget, in addition to upgrades to the library website. Valencia Free Library is not included in the petitions being circulated. The library hopes to have the needed signatures by August 31st. Looking at the local weather forecast, today will be sunny with a high near 75, and tonight patchy fog after 3 a.m., otherwise mostly clear with a low around 51. Tuesday, patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 79. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 58. Wednesday, a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 81, and Wednesday night a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. And Thursday a chance of showers after 8 a.m., cloudy with a high near 75, and Thursday night a chance of showers, cloudy with a low around 60. Sunrise today was at 6:06 a.m. and sunset today is at 7:51 p.m. with the length of the day being 13 hours and 44 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, August 18th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.